Well, it is 18 minutes past 7. The folks at Alderwood Retirement Center, are they at it again? Yes, they are. The first we heard was the Halloween extravaganza from Club Med to Club Dead. Now they pulled out all the stops to make a memorable Christmas for their senior residents and members of the community. Renee Houlihan is the recreation director at Alderwood, and she joins me live by telephone from Witless Bay this morning. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for checking in. So tell us about your sold-out Christmas pageant.
Oh, it was so much fun. I just have to start off by telling you, how hard the seniors worked. We have been practicing since Halloween, since we shut down the haunted house and then we put on our jingle. We took off our scary masks and we put on reindeer antlers. So we've been practicing since then, and we're very lucky to partner with Con O'Brien. He had said, I ran into him over at Foodland one day here in Maples, as you do in small towns. And he said, I'll come down and play for you, maybe, I don't know, around the 4th. And then he called me on the Monday after. He said, I just saw myself on a poster playing with the local vocals on December 4th for a Christmas pageant. So that was kind of the genesis for that project. And the seniors worked so hard, day in, day out. We had skits. We had jokes. We had songs. We had German. We had Latin. It was just one of the people who left said, my God, this was just like out of the Arts and Culture Center. So the seniors were amazing.
Excellent. Sold out.
So yeah, we had to shut the doors. We couldn't fit anybody in. We were at capacity, and my uncle lives down the harbor. Again, we're a small town, so he said, Renee, I couldn't get up the harbor tonight. You had to shut down. I said, well, the seniors were on stage. So when they're on stage, you were shutting down Harbor Road.
Awesome. So it sounds like you had a great time, but you're also having an event on December the 19th to celebrate a Celtic Christmas. Is that right?
Yes, I mean, ongoing here at Alderwood, we have a great sense of tradition, for the next 3 weeks. And one of those things the seniors always say is, oh, Christmas is not like it was. And I know we all hear that. And it's really not. I mean, my seniors don't understand the concept of, sitting home with your pajamas on Boxing Day and binging Netflix, right? So, we're trying to do the opposite of that. And we have a series where we're having the kitchen parties along the shore. And we have a band almost from every community on the Southern Shore coming in and hosting a kitchen party in our living room. Like the Myers are coming from Equifort, the Powers and the O'Briens from Bay Bulls, the Careys from Witless Bay, the Corrigans from Trepassey. Like, it's incredible. And then we're going to end the session with Danny O'Flaherty's coming up, and we're going to do a Celtic Christmas with him. And we have the St. Pat's dancers and the local vocals, which is our house choir. They're also on tour going around doing different Christmas concerts, and they're going to be performing with Danny that day as well.
I mean, you're absolutely raising the roof out there, Renee. Tell me about your mantra and your approach to Christmas, and not just Christmas, all of these events that we see coming out of Alderwood.
I think, I think a sense of purpose, to be honest, a sense of purpose. I mean, so often people think, as seniors get older, that they just, are relegated to a rocking chair and watching life go by. And that is just not our mantra at Alderwood. I am so proud of the effort our seniors put into life. I mean, we have a group called the Witless Bay Knitwits, and they've been knitting their fingers off, knitting beautiful knitting from the Gathering Place. And before Christmas, we went down last year. This year, we'll go down and make a presentation to the clients of the Gathering Place. And like I told them at the Gathering Place, I said, these women could be knitting for Nonia. They're that good, but they choose to knit for you. They want to give back. And, the knitted goods that come out of Alderwood to go down to the Gathering Place are stunning. We have another woman, Nellie Heffernan, and she's been knitting finger puppets, for the Janeway. I mean, I think she's over 200 now. We've already brought out 100. We're bringing in another 100 this week. So that sense of purpose, we have this incredible choir, the local vocals. So we go from the Witless Bay Knitwits to the local vocals. They're on tour for the month of December. Our oldest member is going to be 100. And I remember last year when we finished our tour schedule, it was so funny. She was sitting in my car and she looked at me and she said, Renee, do we have ending tomorrow? And I said, no. I said, we're off. She said, well, thank God. And I said, yes, Nora, tomorrow's the day off for you. I said, let me check your contract. So that sense of purpose and giving back, we do a Christmas tree for the birds and, the seniors, we have a local hockey team coming in and we string popcorn and we make edible ornaments. And, you know, the seniors so enjoy teaching the children how to even use a needle and thread, you know, just to string cranberry and popcorn. So there's always that sense of purpose and giving back. And the Haunted House is a way for us to give back. And the pageant the other night was a chance for us to give back and be in it. And that sense of purpose gives us, I think it gives the seniors and, you know, a sense of pride and a sense of accomplishment. And at any age, that's uplifting.
It is absolutely true. I thought I was high energy, but you're bringing new meaning to excited.
No.
Renee, thank you. Thank you so much for checking in with VOCM.
And thank you for having me.
Best of luck at the next event on the 19th of December.